unto you, O God. And your children are gladly in your presence this morning. And David said in your word, I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And this morning, your children are gladly in your presence. Father, today may you fight their battle. Whatever challenge that is confronting you, may the Lord give you testimony. In the name of Jesus. Father, in Daniel 11:32, Daniel said, such that do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flattery. But the people that do know their God, they shall be strong and do exploit. And because you are in his presence this morning, for the rest days of this year, you shall do exploit. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We return glory to your name. In Jesus' faithful name we pray. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Jam those hands together for the Lord Jesus. And have your seat. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. You are welcome to the service this morning. We'll move straight to our Sunday school. And this morning we are looking at the topic we titled Cain and Abel. These are the two characters we shall be looking at in our Bible school this morning. Cain and Abel. We shall see what these two characters represent in the Church of Jesus Christ today. Amen. And I want you to know that these two characters we are about to look at now, they are still in the Church of Jesus today. Praise God. But let's look at them and how they relate to their God. Hallelujah. Cain and Abel. Somebody, let's open to the book of Genesis chapter 4. Let's look at verse 1 and verse 2 first. Genesis chapter 4, verse 1 and verse 2. We'll take it off from there. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. Verse 2. And she again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. Praise God. Now let's look at these two verses first. Verse 1 said, Adam knew his wife, and that word knew means having a positive knowledge of conception. Having a positive knowledge of conception. New. This chapter 4 of Genesis reveals to us that Adam knew his wife twice only. The next time was in verse 25 after the death of Abel, that Adam knew his wife again. But he knew his wife twice, but has brought forth three sons. And a careful study of Genesis chapter 4 reveals to us that one of these sons is not the son of Adam. Hallelujah. One of them is not the son of Adam. Cain is not the son of Adam. Praise God. Cain was an acquired son. The meaning of Cain is acquisition. Cain was acquired from another source. Praise God. Praise God. Eve partook of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That tree of the knowledge of good and evil was a perverted knowledge of sex offered to Eve by the serpent. And she conceived Cain. And later when Adam, her husband, lay with her, she conceived Abel. And such double pregnancy resulted in the birth of these two characters, Cain and Abel. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Is somebody confused? This is not a new teaching in this church. Praise God. So, Cain is not the son of Adam. Cain was acquired from another source. Praise God. Amen, somebody. Now, each time, remember, the Bible did not record that they were twins. There was no mention in that scripture that Cain and Abel were twins. Am I saying something? Because each time twins of the same father is born or are born in the Bible, the scripture will state clearly that they are twins. Let's look at Genesis 25, verse 24. Genesis 25, verse 24. And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. This one was clearly stated. They were what? Twins. Genesis 38, verse 27. Let's look at it. Another evidence. Genesis 38. And it came to pass in the time of her travail that, behold, twins were in her womb. Now, in chapter 4, verse 1, there was no mention that Cain and Abel were twins. And it is not a mistake. Praise God. It is not an error. Because they were not from the same source. Hallelujah. Now, let's look at their trait in verse 2. Let's look at verse 2 again. Genesis 4, verse 2. Verse 2 reveals to us the trait of these two characters. Genesis 4, verse 2. And she again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. From here now, we can see from their trait that they were not from the same source. They were two different persons from different sources. Remember, Abel, the Bible says he was a keeper of sheep like his father, Adam. Adam keeps animal under his control in the Garden of Eden. Remember, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, let's look at it. Genesis 1, 28. This is what God said to Adam. Genesis 1, 28. Praise God. IT, please. Genesis 1, 28. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowls of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Now, to take dominion there is to take authority and control. That means every other creature were under the control of Adam. Adam keeps them. So Abel also was a keeper of the sheep. He was like his father, a keeper of the sheep. But on the other hand, the Bible says Cain was a tiller of the ground. Hallelujah. Like his own father also, the serpent, who was a servant to Adam, who tills the ground for Adam. It was the serpent that was doing the manual work for Adam in the Garden of Eden before the fall of man. Hallelujah. So serpent tills the ground for Adam before the fall of man. It was after the fall of man that Adam lost that privilege and began to till the ground by himself. But before then, the serpent steals the ground for him as his servant. So Cain also was like his father, a tiller of the ground. From their trait, you know, trait in a child has its source either from the father or from the mother. Am I saying something? So from their trait now, you can see that they are two different people from two different sources. Now let's look at verse 3. Genesis 4, verse 3, verse 4 and verse 5. We see another thing there, another reason there to believe that they are from two different sources. And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. Verse 4. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. Verse 5. But unto Cain and to his offering, he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. Praise God. Now, this is where they displayed their religion. This is where they showed to us who they are from the way they relate to God. Now, they brought an offering, and remember that the offering they were to offer unto God was an offering for atonement as a result of what happened in the Garden of Eden. But only Abel possessed the revelation of what happened in the Garden of Eden, that without the shedding of blood, there will be no remission for sin. So based on that revelation, the Bible says he brought the best of the best. The fat, the flock, and the fat thereof, the best of the best, and offered it unto God. And God accepted his offering. God had respect unto his offering. Now, to Cain, hallelujah, he brought offering of vegetation. He brought offering of flower. Remember, the Bible says, without remission of without the shedding of blood, there is no remission for sin. He brought flowers as an offering unto God. Praise God. And the Bible says, God had not respect. God rejected his offering. Why? It was not according to God's way. Amen. Praise God, somebody. Are you following? Are you following? Hallelujah. Now, Abel had this revelation. Abel caught this, had this understanding. But how did he caught the revelation? It means that he had something from Adam. Hallelujah. Faith cometh by hearing. It means Adam has told them, not only Abel, the two of them, what happened in the Garden of Eden. But only Abel caught the revelation. But Cain, because of his source, because of his origin, has no revelation of the blood. He didn't know why the blood. So he brought what his hand has produced out of the ground and offered it unto God. What he felt that God should accept, what he felt should please God, he brought it as an offering unto God. And God rejected the offering. But our God is not without mercy. Praise the name of the Lord. In verse 6 and 7, God showed Cain the right way to offer this offering. Not only showing him the right way, provided him a sin offering. And told him, this sin offering, can we look at it? Verse 6 and verse 7. And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wrought? And why is thy countenance fallen? Verse 7. If thou dost well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if not, if thou dost not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. Praise God. This is simply what God is saying. Can I have provided you a sin offering? It's lying before you. Take that sin offering and did it exactly the way your brother Abel did. But Cain, because of his nature and his origin, rejected God's way. Cain believed that God should accept him the way he is. I told you, these two characters we're looking at, they are still in the church today. Praise the name of the Lord. Somebody praise the name of the Lord. Only sons and daughters of God can catch the revelation of the truth of God's word. An animal, no matter what you do to an animal, he will never catch the revelation. Cain is an animal. Hallelujah. And there are also so many Cain today holding the Bible as preachers. Praise the name of the Lord. So because of his origin, because of who he is, he rejected God's way. They provided the way for worship. Instead of accepting the way of truth, he was filled with anger. He was filled with wrath. He was filled with jealousy. Praise God. Cain's type of religion is found, hallelujah. For the fact that two of them offered offering means that two of them were what? Religious. Cain and Abel, they were all religious. But only Abel was spiritual. Cain was carnal. Praise God. And Cain's type of religion is found in 2 Peter chapter 2. Let's look at it. That is where you see the type of religion of Cain. 2 Peter chapter 2 from verse 1. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Why did the Bible call them false? Because no matter how you show them the truth, they will never accept God's provided way of worship, like Cain. So God, the Bible called them false. Praise God. And every false preacher, every false prophet, God considers you as a wicked person. Do you know why? Exactly what the serpent did to Eve in the Garden of Eden is what a false preacher is doing now. Preaching another gospel to the children of God. That is why God considers them wicked. They are perverting the way of God. Amen. Praise God. So Cain, his type, is still in the church till today. His type is still preaching the gospel till today. But what gospel are they preaching? Perversion. They will never accept the way of God. Praise God. And no matter how righteous and how sincere you feel that your offering is unto God, or how sincere you feel you are serving God, if it is not according to God's way, you are wasting your time. God will never accept it. Why? Because it is not about your sincerity. It is not about the best that you have given to God. It is about God's way, God's truth, and God's life. So if you want to serve God serve God according to his way. That is a provided way for us to worship him, for us to serve him, for us to return back to him. And that way is what Peter is telling us, that many has departed from that way. Hallelujah. Now let's look at verse 8 of Genesis chapter 4. Verse 8 and verse 9, Genesis 4. And Cain talked with Abel, his brother. And it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. Verse 9. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? Praise the name of the Lord. And sometime later, Cain and Abel had a discussion. And their discussion was centered on the type of offering they offered unto God. Probably Abel was sharing the truth of God's word to Cain. And Cain vehemently rejected the truth. Instead, he was filled with anger. Instead, he was filled with jealousy. He was filled with emulation and other works of the flesh. He grew angry and slayed his brother in the field. Right there, buried him proper, that no one should find him. Hallelujah. But one thing he did not realize was that blood could cry out from the ground. Cain did not know that the blood of Abel could cry out from the ground. Let's see verse 10. Let's look at verse 10. Genesis 4. And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. Have you seen? Praise God. Blood has a voice to cry. Cain did not realize that the blood of Abel could cry out from the ground. Cain didn't know blood has a voice to cry. Why? Because life is in the blood. Amen. And the mystery is this. Only God will hear the voice of a blood. So the blood of Abel cried out from the ground for vengeance. And God heard it. And God queried Cain. And you see what the way Cain reacted. The way he answered God, showing no repentance nature. Can we look at it again? Genesis 4. Genesis 4, 8, 9. And Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. Verse 9. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I knew not. Am I my brother's keeper? Verse 10. And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. Praise God. Now, from his answer, you can see that he has no repentance. The nature of repentance was on him. He withstood God in scorn. Am I my brother's keeper? Hallelujah. Because of his nature, because of his origin. Praise the name of the Lord. And verse 11. Genesis 4, 11. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which had opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. Verse 12. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shall thou be in the earth. And Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from thee shall I be hid, and I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth. And it shall come to pass that everyone that findeth me shall slay me. Verse 15. And the Lord said unto him, therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him shall slay him. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise God. Now, God caused the ground for the second time for Cain slaying an innocent man. For Cain slaying his brother Abel, his half-brother Abel, the ground again was placed under curse the second time now. But this time now, remember that the first time the ground was cursed was the judgment of God on Adam. But when God cursed the ground for Adam, he did not remove the strength of the ground to yield increase. Only he said, thorns and thistle shall Adam produce when he tilled the ground. But this time now, this second curse now, the strength of the ground to yield increase was removed. That means Cain will just labor and he will produce nothing. He will go to field as a tiller of the ground and till the ground and labor, he will produce nothing. Because the strength to yield increase, God has removed it. And Cain protested that the punishment was so much for him to bear. And our God is rich in mercy. Hallelujah. Our God is very rich in mercy. He showed mercy to Cain again. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. God showed mercy unto Cain again. Cain said, my punishment is too much for him to bear. God has driven him out of his presence. And God has pronounced that he will be a fugitive and a vagabond. And that anyone that findeth him will slay him. Praise God. Now, why would anyone that find can slay him? Remember, he is a farmer, a tiller of the ground. And his descendant also, after him, will till the ground. They are the people that will farm. But now, when they farm, because of the curse of the ground, and God removing the strength of the ground to yield increase, when they farm now, they will produce nothing. So because of that anger, anywhere they found a man that brought this curse, this problem upon them, they will kill him. That was the reason why the people after Cain were sought to kill him. Praise God. Hallelujah, somebody. So God, in his infinite mercy, decided to show mercy to Cain. Hallelujah. God decided to show him mercy again by placing a mark upon Cain so that anyone that see him will not be able to kill him. Now, what was this mark? The mark upon Cain is not the tribal mark. Hallelujah. It's not any visible sign of anything inscribed upon his forehead. The mark upon Cain is something that will be able to protect him from those that will want to kill him. Amen. The mark upon Cain is something that will generate fear in the mind of anyone that intends to kill Cain. Praise God. So what is that mark? God increased the size of Cain. God made him a giant. So that anyone that wants to kill him, you see Cain approaching, a giant approaching, he will run away. Amen. Praise God. That was the mark upon Cain. Amen, somebody. Once you see a giant approaching, fear will grab you. You will find your way. So that was the mark. It's something that will bring about his deliverance. Something that will cause those that will kill him to be afraid. It is not a mark on the forehead or a mark anywhere upon him. It is the increase in his size. God decided to make him a giant. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. But this size increase did not happen instantaneously. Amen. It happened over a period of time. Gradually, over a period of time. Remember that as at the time of this curse upon Cain, there was no inhabitant of people, no civilization. Praise God. So there was no need for instantaneous growth in size. God allowed him to have family, to raise family. Hallelujah. Marry and have children. Praise God. And as generation of people began to increase, his size also began to do what? Increase gradually over a period of time. Amen, somebody. Praise the name of the Lord. The generations that will want to kill Cain is not from the lineage of Adam. Because from the lineage of Adam, there was no satanic trait found in them. They are animal haters. They were not murderers. Those that will sought to kill Cain are from his own family, his own descendants. Those who will farm after him. When they discover that this ground is not yielding increase, they will just farm and go back home empty-handed. You can imagine somebody going to farm, expecting that at the time of harvest, at least you will have something to console yourself for your effort you have put to cultivate. But at the time of harvest, you will see nothing, increasing your pain and your anger. Hallelujah. So because of that anger, anywhere they see Cain, they want to kill him. Praise God. Hallelujah, somebody. Somebody praise the name of the Lord. This teaching, I am only trying to call your attention to return back to God's way. Hallelujah. Serving God is not about our will, how we think it should be, the way we feel we should serve him. It is about God's way. It is about God's life. It is about God's truth. Amen. So many Christians today, they have no love for the truth of God's word. So many Christians today do not want to serve God according to his provided way in that blessed name of Jesus. They are like Cain. They think that God should accept them the way they are. God should accept them the way they appear before him. No. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man. But the Bible says the end of that way is the way of death. Praise God. Let's look at the scripture Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. Jeremiah 6. The thus said the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old path. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your soul. But they said, we will not walk therein. Who are they that said they will not walk therein? The descendant of Cain. They are still in the church today. God has provided a way for us to serve him. When Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and life, no man can come to the Father except through him. And the children of Cain in this age, they are saying they have their own way. They want to return to God in their own way. It cannot be possible. Hallelujah. Praise God. It cannot be possible unless you are serving God to end up in hellfire. If you are serving God and you want to make heaven, then you must serve God according to his provided way. Luke 13, verse 22. Let's look at it. And he went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying towards Jerusalem. 23. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, 24, strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. Brethren, to strive is to find the way. To strive is to find the truth and life. Amen. Anything that you can do now to enter in, you have the opportunity, you have the privilege now to do it. Because once the door of grace closed and you began to strive, it's a waste of time. Destruction is coming. Judgment is by the way. Hallelujah. Everything you want to do is now that your eyes is still open. This gospel is coming to an end very soon. Praise God. Hallelujah, somebody. The gospel is rounding up. And very soon, you will discover that all you are hearing here is the truth. Amen. So when a man will stand on the altar in this age to tell you that Adam and Eve ate tithe in the Garden of Eden, you should know their source. You should know where they are coming from. The God of Israel is not their father. Cain is their father. Amen, somebody. Praise the name of the Lord. When Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And somebody who says he's a man of God is standing on the altar to tell you that water baptism has expired. You should know the source of that pastor. The God of Israel is not his father. Cain is his father. Amen, somebody. Praise God. Matthew 7, 13 and 14. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. To strive, you must find the way. You must find the truth. When you find the truth, you will find life. That gate that leads to destruction, the Bible says, many are they that go in their heart. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but that way, the Bible says, it is a way of death, a way of destruction. Have you found the way of life in Christianity? Have you found the way of salvation in Christianity? In your Christian race, what is motivating you to follow Jesus? Praise God. Amen, somebody. It is that way. The foundation of God stands sure. Having this seal, and God knoweth them that are his, and everyone that will name the name of the Lord, the Bible says, you must depart from iniquity. Amen. Have you found him, the way, the truth, and the life? Or do you want to serve God according to your own religious way? Do you want to serve God according to your religious and your church ideology? You want to serve God according to your church doctrine, not according to God's way. Judgment is coming. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Judgment is coming. Don't end the way of Cain. Abel was spiritual in his relationship to God, but Cain was carnal. Meaning that there is nothing in Cain, naturally, there is nothing in Cain to please God. Even when God came down and showed Cain the right way to offer his offering, the right way to follow him, Cain rejected him, rejected the way of God. The same way his children in this age are rejecting the way of God. Show them the correct water baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They will say no. It is in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. They will never accept God's provided way of worship. They are the children of Cain. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. When Jesus said, he that will come after him, he that will follow after him, he said, pick up the cross. Deny yourself. Pick up the cross and follow him. It means your idea and your sincerity does not matter again when you have decided to follow Jesus. Your own church doctrine does not matter when you want to serve the true God of Israel. You can only serve him according to his provided way. Don't serve God the way Cain served him. Don't think that your sincerity is enough for God to accept you. Don't think that your church doctrine is enough for God to accept you. It is not enough. Find the way, the truth, and the life, so that you will find the rest for your soul at the end of time. Amen. Look at the descendant of Cain. Let's look at Genesis chapter 4, verse 16 and verse 17. And Cain went out from the presence of God, of course, the presence of the Lord, and dwelt in the land of Nod, on the east of Eden. And God knew, and Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Enoch. And he builded a city and called the name of that city after the name of his son, Enoch. He departed from the presence of God instead of repenting of his sin. He departed and went to the east of Eden to a place called Nod. And please take note, that word Nod just signifies the wandering of Cain as a nomad he is. There was no civilization, there was no city called Nod as at that time. Moses was just narrating where he went to after he departed from the presence of God. There was no inhabitant of people in that land of Nod. No civilization in that land of Nod. So don't think that he went there to meet another group of people. No. It's just to show his, you know, how he wandered away, where he wandered away from the presence of God. And he dwelled there and began to raise family. You know, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. What I want to remind you now is when you study that scripture, verse 16 and 17, you know, you will notice that it is from the descendant of Cain you see murderers. You can't see murderers in the descendant of Adam. They are godly people and they possess not even one evil trait. But Cain and his descendant, that is where you see murderers. That is where you see scientists. In that descendant, that is where you see polygamists. Hallelujah. That is where you find all form of evil because of the nature of Cain, his origin. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. You should know that the reason for us to serve God is because we want to go to heaven. The essence of our Christianity is because we want to go to heaven. So if we want to go to heaven, that means you will do everything to please your maker. You will drop your own desire and follow him according to his way. Amen, somebody. Praise God, somebody. Hallelujah. So this morning, I want you to take a decision whether to serve God according to Abel with revelation, or you want to serve God carnally like Cain. And you know how Cain ended up. Praise God. Judgment is coming. God, this gospel, one of these days, you will know that the messages you are hearing here is not man-made. It's from God. One of these days, God will confirm it to you. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, somebody. So my emphasis this morning, the essence of this teaching this morning, is to call your attention that there is a way we are supposed to serve this God. When there is a way we are supposed to follow him in that rugged way. That is the essence of this teaching. To call your attention back to his way. Praise God. May the Lord bless you. Hallelujah. If you are blessed, can you put your hand together for Jesus? Amen. Can I take one question based on this teaching? Just one question. In case you have any question, one question.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Please, sir, I have two questions. Why did God forgive?
You say?
I'm asking, why did God forgive Adam? Adam did not say sorry. No remorse heart.
Cain.
Cain did not say sorry. Rather, he questioned God whether he's his brother's keeper. This is the first one. Second one is this. As God forgave Cain, is it not a kind of warrant for others to go ahead and keep and say, after all, my God will forgive me? Praise the Lord, sir.
Praise God. Praise God. Your two questions have one answer. Hallelujah. It shows that the God we serve is a God of mercy. God is rich in mercy. He's teaching us to love even those who hate us. He's teaching us to love and pray for our enemies. Even those who plot how to kill you, we are required to love them and to pray for them. Leave vengeance for God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Please, let's bow down our heads and talk to God in prayer.